Blog Talk Radio.
America, you love freedom, and you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Right Central, home of proud deplorables, seeking truth, and nothing but the truth. Now let's give it up for your host, Ish Bolano.
Well, 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 we got one thing out of our belt. You know what that is? I finally started on time and on the designated time. Finally, it's about time that we do this, man. It's our third episode, episode 002, Feminism and How It Impacts Us All. Let me have my buddy Aaron Bandler with me right now. He's actually one of my guests. Let me see if I can tune him in here. Aaron Bandler, buddy, are you on with us? Are you on TRC Radio?
Yes, I am. How are you, sir?
How are you, my friend? Thank you so much for joining on, and thank you for being such a great, great guest with me, honestly, off the radio, because this is your first time. So I just want to, first off, thank you so much for being here with me today, boss.
Well, thank you so much for the invite. I'm excited.
Yeah, definitely. So let me just get down right to it, okay? This is a show that just wants, first of all, you know, we're not anti-women. Let's start off the show and let's put that out, because you know, I don't know if you obviously didn't hear the show in the beginning, and, you know, let me just remind my listeners of what I'm trying to say. I only grew up with my moms. You see, I only grew up with just one person in my family. My dad did his own thing, you know, so I love, you know, having the knowledge of a woman around and having their perspective, so it's needed. But unfortunately, feminism hasn't actually been, you know, with the average woman around, because feminism nowadays is not actually portraying what it says by definition. Correct, Aaron? Am I off?
Oh, yeah. No, that's 100% correct. I think the original feminism movement, which is all about giving voting rights to women and so forth. I mean, yeah, that feminist movement I wholeheartedly support, for sure. I mean, I think most people nowadays support, you know, women having voting rights and so forth. But that feminism movement nowadays is not – It's not like that anymore. Instead, the feminism movement nowadays focuses more on abortions, the idea that somehow it's pro-women to be in favor of abortions. They also keep perpetuating this myth that there's some sort of patriarchal oppression that goes on, like, every day that's, like, oppressed, that's holding down women everywhere. And also, feminism nowadays seems to perpetuate this notion that somehow women don't need men. There's a saying that goes, like, you know, women need men like fish need a bicycle. And taking all those together, it's just, there's no way I can support that, because for starters, I mean, having feminism, supporting something that supports abortion in and of itself is not something that I can ever support, because I am, for one, am in favor of the right to life, and that includes those who are in the womb, the unborn, and I can never be supportive of a movement that supports that. And also, this idea that there is patriarchal oppression, I think it's a dangerous myth to promulgate, because it causes women to feel like, you know, that they can't really succeed and go anywhere, you know, so it incentivizes them not to work, you know, so it's a dangerous myth to perpetuate. And also the idea that women don't need men, it's like, I mean, you know, women can decide for themselves whether or not, you know, they want to be with a man and so forth. But it's, the research is clear that having a family unit where it's one mother and one father, that works out well for society in general. So these are dangerous ideas that feminism nowadays is promoting, and they're not ideas I could ever subscribe to.
And mostly feminism right now is just trying to take out the man from the picture. I mean, let's just think about this, because I actually want people, now we actually got, you know, a closer understanding of what the show's going to be about, and I think you made an excellent point. what would happen if the man is not in the picture? What would happen if this world is just ran by women? I mean, I don't think anything, because look, just like men need women, women need men. We're just reciprocal. Some things are just difficult if you can have it. Salt and sugar. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you get the whole thing, right, Aaron? You have to have, you know, there's a pair. Why are you going to do something solo? Things are a lot better when you do it with someone else, okay? But this is my problem with feminism nowadays. Feminism is just on the hunt to just silence the white Christian male. If we believe, let's say we believe in religion, right? That doesn't make us a bad person. It actually enlightens us. It actually keeps us on path because we have a path to go to, right? Problem is, feminism nowadays isn't really even having a path towards anything. They just want to take over the world. So look, this is my problem. A feminist can be with women. But why aren't feminism actually, or feminist itself, why don't they actually applaud what the Kurdish women are doing in the Middle East? Hey, let me tell you, those women out there, they got balls of steel. Those women have AK-47s, strapped, bulletproof, and those are some beautiful women, some beautiful Middle Eastern women. But they said enough. That's it. They said enough. And now they're going out in groups. They're going out in wolf packs, and they're taking down the ISIS scums. And why aren't women even talking about that?
Why, I know, right? It's
ridiculous, right?
It definitely is ridiculous. And yeah, I think more people need to talk about the Kurdish women that are going out there and fighting ISIS. Those are heroic figures, and they deserve our support. You're absolutely correct that feminists nowadays should be voicing their support toward them, but they're not. And that's probably because it goes against the narrative. Because if anything, the Kurdish women actually just prove that the feminist narrative that somehow there's this patriarchal oppression that's keeping us women back and bringing them being independent. Because those Kurdish women are acting independently. They're actually fighting back against a real patriarchy, you know, because the Islamic caliphate that ISIS wants, that actually is an oppressive, that actually is a society that is oppressive toward women. And they're fighting back against it, but that doesn't work here because, you know, it doesn't work here because it shows that women can fight back on their own without the help of the government, and that's the difference is because the feminists here in the U.S. they try and use their gender as a way to try and promulgate further government intervention into our lives and so forth. Whereas, and there's nothing about the Kurdish women fighting against ISIS helps perpetuate that narrative. So, like, so much of what left ideology is, it's all about the narrative and nothing else. Facts be damned.
The problem, instead of feminism actually congratulating what they're doing over there, which you made an excellent point, all they worry about is just impeaching Trump for doing something he never even did. It's already gotten to the point that feminism isn't even protecting women. I think they're endangering women. Most of these feminists, what they're usually even doing, as an example of what happened, I think it was in Buenos Aires, Argentina. I think it was there. I don't know. You probably heard about this story, but Aaron, there were people just running on the streets, women running on the streets, writings on themselves saying, I'm a woman, I'm a feminist. What does that prove? That's just giving feminism a bad name. If you go out there and you really want to say something, why don't you do something about it instead of just running nude or across the street? What that's going to attract is pedophiles, sexual harassment. It's going to actually attract something bad. So why not use a brain? You see, that's why feminism is very undervalued. You see
exactly
what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, I do see what you're saying. And it's all virtue signaling. As similar to the left nowadays, it's all about virtue signaling. Now, it's the idea that like you stand with people, you're showing them your solidarity and so forth. It's all about posturing it and showing your feelings rather than actually doing something about it. Because so much of the left is all about feelings, you know? So as long as it makes them feel good, that's the only important thing. So that's why you see things like what you mentioned there in Buenos Aires and so forth. It's all about feeling good about themselves, not actually doing something that makes a difference.
And that's very important what you said there, Aaron, because look, TRC has only been out for probably, I think, you know, 2 weeks. You know, we're quite a new show. I'm actually new into this. But a lot of people who are actually joining the show and tuning in, they're getting a false narrative of who I am, right? Fortunately, Democrats, which you make an excellent point, all you've been doing is just hitting it right on the nail, is that Democrats, they tend to, you know, they tend to do things with their feelings. They tend to really, you know, incorporate feelings and emotions. Look, a business deal, you can't use heart. You got to use your brain. You can use some heart, right? But mostly, a business deal is more brain. In politics, right? In politics, you have to use, well, me. I'm not a politician. At least in the radio personality sphere, you have to kind of use both. You see? My point is this, Aaron. How are people going to go on this show and then not think that we're white supremacists? Because what happened last week in Virginia, in Charleston, Virginia, that was horrible. That just put us on a really bad, it just really made things heated for us right now. Because if you like Trump, you're a white supremacist. You're a KKK member, which that's the biggest BS, because that's ridiculous. Obviously, it's fake news, and we all live through it. But Aaron, feminism actually has to advocate women. Where do you feel that feminism should really, you know, direct their energy to? Should it be on impeaching Trump? Should it be about discussing wages, inequality wages? Because that's all they care about. All they care about is they make more money than men. Okay, so I'm going to say something. Why don't you do something about it? If you guys want to do something about it and make more money, you have to learn something. Don't use your race and your ethnic background as something, you know, telling yourself that I can't make it. I can't get there because I'm this, because I'm that, which that's BS.
Right. It's a huge BS. And there's been numerous, like, studies and so forth that debunk the wage gap myth. And the main thing is really based on two things. One is the fact that men tend to work more hours than women. And the other thing is that women tend to go into more lower-paying fields than men do. So when you hear that 77 cents, women earn 77 cents of the dollar for every dollar men earn, or something like that, you know, it's an apples to oranges comparison. When you compare, you know, same number of hours worked to same job field, then there's like no wage, there's no gap, there's no wage gap at all, really. To answer your question, it's like what feminists should focus on. It shouldn't be on impeaching Trump, for one thing, because that's not going to happen unless they're trying to take back the House. Even then, the Senate, it takes 2/3 of the Senate to remove a president, and even Democrats control the Senate, they probably won't get the 6-7 votes needed to remove him. So what feminists should do instead is really they should provide a voice for conservative women, because conservative women get all kinds of crap from people on the left, by basically saying they're traitors to their gender and so forth, to start being conservative. There's the Women's March, for instance. They didn't provide room for women who are pro-life. They didn't give a voice to women who are pro-Second Amendment. I can't think of anything more pro-woman, actually, than being in favor of the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment gives women the right to protect themselves from anyone who tries to rape them, sexually harass them, and so forth. But that should be a common-sense thing that everybody should be in favor of. And I haven't seen many feminist organizations really stand up for that. I mean, there might be a few here and there, but for the most part, they've been largely silent on that. And when it comes to the issue of abortion, you know, Planned Parenthood has basically advocated for gendercide. Whatever your thoughts on abortion should be, it should be appalling to abort your baby just because of the gender of it. You know, let's say that there's a female unborn baby in the mother's womb. Doesn't that baby have rights? I mean, if we're thinking that the feminists are a logic all the way down to its the full center of the argument, then it should. And so you would think a feminist would stand up for that, but instead somehow it's pro-women to be in favor of abortion. So I think a feminist woman that I could get behind would be one that gives a voice to women who are conservative, simply those who are pro-life and pro-Second Amendment.
I agree with you 1,000%, Aaron. My friend, you made great points. I'm going to point this out in probably the next couple of minutes. We have a lot of callers. My friend, tell everybody who you are, where they can find you, so I can take my next my next guest. You are an outstanding human being. You're great. I hope we're here again. So just basically let everybody know where they can find you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on here. So if you can find me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at Bandlers Banter, BandlersBanter. I know it's long. At Bandlers Banter. you can find my work on the Daily Wire. That's Ben Shapiro's site. I have a lot of good stuff on there that you should check out. And yeah, it's definitely give me a follow and read my work.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? We have an actual journalist, not a yellow journalist, an actual journalist who actually writes actual information. Aaron Bandler, buddy, you did amazing. Until next time, we'll stay in touch, okay?
Sounds good. Until next time, my friend.
Likewise, my buddy. Have a great one.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Aaron Bandler. This is a really good buddy. Met him a couple days ago. He's turned out to be a really, really swell guy. Now that we're going to continue this discussion on feminism, let me point my next caller. This person actually doesn't have a number. And let's see what this person feels about feminism. Pro it, against it, whatever. It's a surprise. So let's take this caller. Welcome to TRC Radio.
Ish, man. It's good to talk to you. This is Stephen Menking reporting live out of New York, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, how are you, buddy? How are you, Stephen? Everybody, this is Stephen Menking from the Amateur Society. This is my guy. This is my buddy. He helped me out start everything. Tell him how we did it. Tell me how you came, how you honestly got me and told me, Ish, you can do it. Let's start doing this. I'm excited, man. Just explain to him, man. Explain to him how our little history came out, bro.
All right, I'll give him the brief rundown. You know, it's good to have a little bit of chatter back and forth. So, you know, I started doing the Amateur Society discussion groups a couple of years ago, having open calls on Monday nights. The website there is amateursociety.wordpress.com. But more importantly, about December of last year, this is after the election and everything, Ish hit me up and he basically was like, hey man, I like what you're doing. What's going on? So I was like, hey, you know, let's have a phone call, try and get introduced. So we ended up talking for about an hour about our backgrounds and where we think things are heading, and you know, what obligations do we have in terms of people who are interested in media and approaching things from a conservative worldview. And so I put some podcasts together, and you know, I run the On the Objective podcast network. That's at ontheobjective.org. And I've had Ish on my show, The Amateur Society, many different times, right from the inauguration to different things. He comes back every once in a while. So he's been on a bunch of different times to give his unique and awesome takes about what's going on currently. And so, you know, my man, I'm so happy for you that you've gotten the Right Central up and running. This is an incredibly important time where people need a variety of perspectives from the conservative side as an antidote to what's being promulgated and pushed out there in propaganda land known as the mainstream media universe. So, you know, we're looking at a situation where people are watching two different movies. And I was just on the Hagman Report talking about something similar earlier tonight. But, you know, it's great to be able to be in this fight with you, to acknowledge that, you know, we need to coordinate our efforts and we need to speak with a voice of truth that can cut through the lies that are facing our generation, because there's brainwashing and conditioning and all sorts of different things that are going on there. But, you know, I do a mostly economic, spiritual, and financial geopolitical commentary. And I just love getting Ish's take on everything that's going on, you know, whenever reporting live and presenting a different kind of perspective. So with that, my man, I'll pass it back to you. Congratulations on getting the show up and running. Looks like you're doing a wonderful job with it so far.
My friend, Stephen Menking, you have no idea how much of a true friend you are to me. You know, privately, we've spoken about this. Public, we've done the same thing. You need anything, you come to me, you ask me, you come to Miami, and you know where you got to stop that. You got to stop by Ish Bolano's house, and you're gonna eat some Cuban food. All right, we're going to get you some Cuban food. We're going to eat. Hey,
oh,
let me tell you something about the Cubans. Let me tell you something quick about the Cubans. When we eat, When we eat, Stephen, we don't eat for one person. We eat for like 5 days. So one dinner is already for 5 days, my friend.
Family style, my dude. I'll be down in Miami for a wedding this November. So we're gonna have to connect and spend some time together. Hopefully we'll be in a safer, sharper situation by then. But we got some nut job materials going on, popping off all over the place. So when you were bringing in the subject, talking about feminism, like, we could get into a whole history here.
Oh,
one of the
yeah.
things I do on the Amateur Society is talk about the importance of worldview. And so a key aspect of worldview here that has transformed, let's say, traditional feminism into what's known as the current status of third wave feminism. The first wave feminism dates back into the mid-19th century and sort of goes through the era of women gaining the right to vote and constitutional amendment. And then there's a second wave feminism that kind of traces out the between World War II and the Cultural Revolution, in quotes, so the counterculture movement of the 60s. And now in recent, let's say, the past couple decades with the rise of political correct culture, which is just cultural Marxism by another name, which is just identity politics by another name, you've seen a rise in not just a demand for quote-unquote equality, but a destruction of the system of values and ideas that our civilization and our culture was built upon. That's not to say that our structure was ever perfect, but there's something about it that is worth preserving. And if we're not looking at it from a sober perspective, we can end up throwing everything out in the name of revolution or radical equality or crushing the patriarchy or some other such nonsense. And then you end up in a situation where things aren't the utopia that you thought they would be. And so it's a strange kind of environment, but it's gone so far that, people on the extreme left end of the spectrum, which is more like the mainline center of the political ideology now from a cultural Marxist perspective, with the rise of the transgender issue and gender fluidity and those sorts of things, the effort to deconstruct that, to say that gender isn't important, the problem is you can't maintain that kind of statement and like advocate for feminism, right? Because if you're advocating for feminism, then you're advocating for a gender construct that was put in place by the patriarchy in the first place. And according to the philosophers and the thinkers who are behind this movement, the patriarchy and the structure itself is phallogocentric. It's centered on male dominance and logic. And so logic itself is a tool that the patriarchy uses. And so there's no engaging in debate. There's no dialogue. There's just raw emotion, power politics, and shaming people into submission. And so it doesn't matter how many studies or facts or figures or statistics you cite, that doesn't seem to be able to move people off of this little bridge of insanity that's running their ideology. So the worldview aspect of this is absolutely crucial and absolutely key. And so I think the hinge in the culture wars really centers around having people who are sane and commonsensical taking some time to get involved. And that, because there's more of us than there are of them. There are more people who think that men and women are two genders and that they should work together and that that's the natural way for the family and for society to be constructed for what should be obvious reasons about perpetuating the population and everything. But unfortunately, we end up in a situation where people aren't necessarily motivated, they're distracted, or they have so many different things going on in their lives, and life is tough. People are dealing with some crazy things. And so it takes time to put in that effort to pay the bills and to raise a family and to do all the things that you want to, that you should do, that have been part of the American dream that people see slipping away. But when I look at it, it's going to take the silent majority ultimately standing up and not just casting a ballot for Donald Trump, but being part of the culture wars. And that's why I applaud you, my friend, for stepping up and doing your part and empowering people with information and giving them the courage to mobilize and to say, hey, we can get involved too. And I hope more people do what you've done, more people do what I've done in terms of starting their own platforms. I hope people call in here all the time. I hope there's lively discussions, and I hope that we can turn this country around. But it's not just going to be one man at the top in the form of President Trump. It's not just going to be one person here and there. It has to be everyone pulling together, because right now the tools that are being used by the opposing cultural forces are those that would get us to pull against each other and pull separately. But I'm with you, my man. I'm on the same side of the boat. So let's hit it.
My man, you can take the horse to drink water, but you can't force the horse to drink water. A lot of people right now have no common sense. You can tell them everything. You can teach them all the information. You can show them the stats. You can go to any, wherever you want to go to and find whatever number you got, right? And you can literally compare and contrast and tell them, look, this is what I found and this is what it is. And you can do that and they'll still not pay attention to you. It's really hard to teach common sense and logic nowadays. Nowadays, logic and common sense isn't something that's carried by skills. And you made a very great point, because we need people with more commonsensical, you know, with that type of personality that can just pinpoint things that are off and can kind of, you know, meticulate things to make people understand what it is. The feminism is something that does destroy families. Feminism does not attract more. It actually attracts more hate than love, because everything around them is apparently it's just hate. They hate men. They hate this. They hate that. That's not what feminism is supposed to advocate, how I told Aaron Bannon in the first part of the segment. It's nuts. It's honestly nuts, my friend. And Stephen, I know we have to cut it short. I have a lot of callers, my friend. Today is, for some reason, this topic is just blowing up. You made a magnificent point. Just let everybody know where they can find you, you know, your website, because you're obviously going to come on again. It's just that I have three other people who are calling. I don't even know who is calling. We just caught it. We got to cut this short, my friend. So until next time, but let everybody know where they can find you, your stuff, you know, your accounts and everything like that, my friend.
All right. Thanks again, Ish. I think the best place for people to reach me is On The Objective. So the website there is ontheobjective.org. The YouTube channel is On The Objective. The Twitter handle is On The Objective. Stay up to date with those platforms, and you can find content for myself as well as the rest of our team of contributors and partners, as well as Ish when he's back on our show, when I get him on for another interview sometime here in the near future. So, you know, thanks a lot, my friend. Congratulations again on getting this thing up and running. Maybe you're going to have to expand it to a 5-hour daytime call-in show. Who knows? You know, this is where you're meant to be, and I know that you're in the right place and that you're going to do everything that you can to make sure that the platform prospers and that it really helps people out in speaking to them where they are.
My friend, dearly, you know we love you. You know the Bolano family loves you. Whatever you need, when you're in Miami, when you're close to Miami, you have my number, you have my text, you have everything, and you call me, okay? It's an honor to have Stephen Mencken,
man.
People. This is Stephen Mencken. This is the great Stephen Mencken, my friend. So stay tuned to any of his stuff and just get back to me later so we can also schedule another interview. Okay, my friend?
All right. God bless you, bro. Take care.
Likewise, buddy. You too.
All right.
Man, we got callers today. We got callers today. It's just a call after a call after a call. This is magnificent. This is magnificent, magnificent, magnificent. I'm stoked. I got to calm down so I don't wake up the neighbors, all right? We have another caller through a 786 number. This is probably a Miami number. But let me actually do one thing first before I take my next caller. So the 567 number, call back in 3 minutes and 23 seconds. If you listen to me, call back in 3 minutes and 23 seconds. Right now I'm going to put a short clip of what feminism is actually going through, what they're actually trying to imply. And just listen. Just listen. I'm not going to actually talk about this anymore. Just listen and stay tuned. Look at this.
question is that it's the same as sex. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. That's gender, right? Not quite, but close. Scientists make a distinction between gender and sex. Sex is primarily biological. You're either born male, female, or intersex. It's made up of your chromosomes, your hormones, secondary sex characteristics like boobs or an Adam's apple, and of course, primary sex characteristics like a penis or a vagina. Sex is a spectrum of femaleness to maleness. Anyone who doesn't fall neatly into male or female is intersex, but that's a different video. Gender, on the other hand, is determined by your culture. Gender is made up of things like gender roles that are assigned to you based on your sex, expectations of how you should act or the things that you should like based on whether you're a boy or a girl, and legal status, how you express yourself, how you see and identify yourself. In the United States, we have two official genders, man and woman, but in other parts of the world, like Thailand and Indonesia, there are three genders, four genders, even five. For instance, Bisu refers to being all genders in Sulawesi, Indonesia. Ultimately, they've just expanded the number of social categories that people can identify with. Now, back here in the States, feminists and activists have been moving society to think outside the box. Brush that gender binary. Why should man or woman be our only options? And why shouldn't you get a say in it? There has been some progress. Last year, Facebook changed their gender identity terms from 2 to 51. Let's go over some of the most common ones. Transgender is the most common gender minority. So for instance, someone may have born with a vagina or XX chromosomes, but identifies as a boy. About 1% of the population is estimated to be transgender. You can learn more about that. Yeah. Bigender refers to identifying as both a man and a woman, although not necessarily at the same time. Bigender folks may move fluidly in and out of identifying as a man or a woman. Gender fluid is similar, but may include more than two genders.
Alrighty, my friends, I'm sorry. I couldn't continue on doing this. I had to cut it at 2 minutes. At 2 minutes, I had to cut this clip. 54, how many gender types came out? 50, like, I don't know, the number was above 40. This. I don't even know what to call this thing. There's only two. There's only two. Where did we go wrong? Where did we go wrong? Where in history did we go wrong? Then now we have a nobody, because that's a nobody. A nobody now inventing like above 40 genders. Look, number one, it's not gender. Gender is an invented democratic term that just made people act when they're going on a job application, they choose male or female, right? Well, now it's gender instead of sex. A sex is when you're actually born biologically, what you're born with, male or female. Now people are inventing gender. More transgender operations in the last year has happened, and even more under Obama's term. His was horrible. How many gender types of examples Obama allowed? He had someone in the military who was a transgender, very high up in the military. So I guess my point is the country is not going the right way. The country is not going the right way. It's definitely not focusing on anything important. You're focusing on, well, what I'm actually doing is, what's going to happen next in the world? Are we safe? Are we secured? Do I have enough food? But this city is focusing on how many gender types are in the world. That doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't actually, identify security and safety. What do I care? This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Feminism is not out to really advocate women's rights. They're not advocating women's, we're not doing anything for women. The same women, what, you want the women actually, the women who are actually fighting for you is Maxine Waters. You want her to fight for you? Maxine Waters. There's a bunch of, that's every 5 seconds that lady wants to impeach Trump. What's this lady from California? I forgot her crazy face. Whatever, her face, she's crazy. Nancy Pelosi is lost. My point is, these women aren't fighting for you, and they're not going to fight for you anytime soon. But until then, let me actually take my next caller, because I actually let this person know that they were going to call after, the clip, and they're actually calling back again. So let me take this, let me see.
Hi.
Welcome to TRC Radio. How are you? Who am I speaking with today?
I'm fine. Yourself? You're speaking with Stephanie.
How are you, Stephanie? You're the proud feminist, right? How are you?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. I'm not just a feminist. I actually served for the United States Army. So I'm also trying to be a firefighter. So absolutely, yeah.
Nice. Very okay, fun. So you served in the military and you're pleading. Well, first of all, let me not attack you. You're basically a feminist. Let's just put that out there. You're a proud feminist?
Basically, no, I am. No, of course.
Okay. So let me ask you, why are you a feminist?
Why am I a feminist? Okay, let's start off with the actual definition of feminism. Feminism is the advocacy of women's rights on basis of equality. Right? It's not a matter of political stance. It doesn't matter what sex you are. It doesn't matter what race. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or not.
I know what that is. I'm on Google. I know what it is. I'm on Google. I'm literally reading the exact definition you're reading.
That's great.
Okay.
So if we're on the same
but
page,
this is,
we're going to continue.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, so because what you guys mentioned before, being feminist isn't a thing about, oh, it's conservative, it's not, it's liberals. No, no, no. It's the fact that women, doesn't matter what you believe in, doesn't matter your religion, doesn't matter your gender identity, doesn't matter if you're conservative, doesn't matter what you believe in. It's just the equality, the fact that we have an equal choice or equal option, that our gender in no way limits or inhibits our talents, our intelligence, or what we're able to offer. If you and I are working the same hours, we should be able to get paid for the same hours. If you and I are doing the same exact things, we're equal. It doesn't matter what my gender is. In no way does my gender make me more emotional. Does it make me less emotional? It doesn't have anything to do with it. If I can be a sharpshooter and I can defend my country, it doesn't matter what genitalia I have, as long as I have one thing clear, that there's no enemy that's ever going to come into my country and mess with our people. That's clear. That's clear for all the soldiers. Doesn't matter what you identify with. Doesn't matter what their personal problems are. Doesn't matter, because when we serve, something very clear, absolutely no soldier, straight, the transgender, gay, whatever their situation is, no one can serve if they're operated. No one can physically serve, even if they've broken a foot. No one can serve. Okay, so when
why would you want someone to go and actually fight if they can't walk? If they got broken bones, no shit, I don't want them to go in the military.
You're absolutely
There's restrictions
right.
on everything. Look, I let you talk, and now
absolutely.
Let me talk.
Of course.
There's restrictions on everything, love. There's restrictions on where you want to go into a store. There's restrictions you want to go into anything. You got to wear a shirt and shoes. You're not going to just let you because that's just the way it's supposed to be. But that's not what feminism is doing. This is my point.
Maybe the wrong
feminism is
maybe
not
the,
advocating
maybe the wrong
women.
Examples you guys are choosing to follow and saying, oh, that's feminism.
We're not
that's,
choosing.
That's a different story.
There's
feminism
all over there, baby. Look, there's feminism
no, no, no.
examples
there's wrong
on
feminism
everything.
That you guys can choose as examples and then you can say, oh, that means that those are everybody. No, you guys cannot
it's
say,
the same
oh, those
example
are
with
those
different
people.
People.
No, it's not. Absolutely
it is.
Not.
Go and research. Feminism is not advocating women. Let me talk.
Yes,
it's my
it
show. It's my show.
It's fine, that's your
let
show.
Let me talk.
I'm listening.
Let me talk. I'm going to hang up on you right now if you don't let me keep on. It's my show. Let me host it.
You can. It's
feminism,
your show.
Feminism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hang up on you right now. Keep talking. I'm going to hang up on you right now. Feminism is not advocating women. Feminism is not advocating women's rights. The only thing you see on C-SPAN, CNN, MSNBC, is just feminism, proud feminism.
I don't watch any of that.
Proud. That's what I'm telling you. What they're pushing now. Keep looking anywhere else. Go on Drudge Report.
That's
go on
what the
Newsmax.
Media is trying to push.
I'm not pushing the mainstream media right now. I'm pushing Drudge Reports. Things that are not even on the mainstream media. If you know things that are on the mainstream media are things that are on TV. Is Drudge Report on TV? Is Breitbart on TV? No, they're not. Those things are not on TV. They're online resources that you can see examples of how feminism doesn't work. Okay. Feminism
even,
does not even
does, I don't understand why it does not work. Feminism, the only reason the word feminism is even like the root word is feminism is because women still have to, in 2017, we still have to fight to be considered equal. So that's insane. That's insane. How is being a woman in any way limiting ourselves? Like, how does that take away from our right to fight or
Hello?
Anything?
Hello?
I don't understand.
Did I say that?
Hi.
Did I say that?
That's your argument. Your argument is feminism is not fight for the rights.
Look, you don't even understand my argument. My argument is this.
Of course I'm understanding.
Feminism is advocating the rights of women. If women are advocating, if that's what they're supposed to do, Why aren't they actually talking about things that mean something? Why don't they stop trying to impeach our president for literally tweeting, okay? Because you're proud of that. You want him to stop tweeting. And me, I want him to keep tweeting. Why don't you guys stop on that? That doesn't really even
well,
care.
Well, let's talk about the total thing. Here's the thing. With our president, for example, let's say a waiter, a regular waiter, waiter at IHOP, anywhere. There's
that's
no
a waiter,
rules,
huh?
Guidelines.
And
listen to me. A waiter has much more rules, guidelines, and regulations on how they speak and act with other people rather than our own president. Our president can be very vocal about however he feels. However, when you are voted as president, you are representing a whole country with different opinions, different religions, and everything. So he's representing us. He does not have the right to speak and to have these temper tantrums on Twitter without that represents a country as a whole. The reason he's there is because we get the right to vote. That's exactly what the Constitution gives us right for. That's exactly
you're part
why
of the military.
We're still bleeding. Yes, that's exactly why our
military
is bleeding. Yes, I am part
how
of the military.
How is the military
why there's a right
bleeding?
To vote. We have the right to vote, and we have the right to be able to say, no, this is how we want to do things, or this is how we do things, okay? You have the right with your conservative values to vote, right? We all have the
that's
right to
okay.
We have all earned that right. We have all bled in order to have a right to vote and to make a difference in our world. It doesn't matter what
I'm
our opinions
are. I'm not talking about any of that.
Not,
you
no,
have
listen.
Not answered my
so
question.
If Donald Trump is tweeting and going off and all these things, that is not a valid president because he's taking away our right to listen to our vote and make that a movement. That's being Twitter fingers and not being able to handle himself. And today, defending what happened completely incorrect. You as a leader, you have to know how to represent a whole country. You have to know how to speak, and that is not what he's doing.
Let me tell you one thing. Yes, this is look, Obama. Let's take him as an example. He spoke fluently, right? He spoke nice,
mm-hmm.
didn't he? He was always a swell guy on TV, right? Well, let me tell you one thing. You said your name was Stephanie. Stephanie, let me tell you one thing. Obama drove this country to the lowest in unemployment. The military was floundered, and it was not even a recruiting place for people to go. There was no – because I actually have a lot of military in different branches, from Marine Corps to Navy. I have a cousin who's in the Navy. I have people in different places, and they tell me – you can call me a liar. I'm not going to point out their names, but I'm just going to say what they told me. And they told me through Obama's term, the military was at its lowest – in its lowest as in strength, as in unity. People didn't care amongst each other.
And you don't
there was
think we're
no
going
medicine.
Back to that
now? Actually,
you don't,
no.
You don't think we're going back to that
more,
now?
You didn't let me finish.
So,
I have a Marine Corps
right
who
now.
Actually is going to do. Look, I have a Marine Corps. This is the problem with the feminists.
Uh-huh.
They don't listen. I have a buddy in the Marine Corps. He has a root canal.
Mm-hmm.
In the Marine Corps. He needs anesthesia, no? Don't they need anesthesia to perform that surgery? 4 years ago, they didn't have
anesthesia. The military has had terrible funding for years. It's way before Obama, I can assure you that. Because I have had military, I have battles, you know, that have been serving way before Obama even existed. And their medical service also sucked. They barely got anesthesia. They also went through the worst of the worst. So it's not really a present thing. It's a very bad funding thing.
Bad funding thing. So you forgot about the Air Force? You forgot about the benefits
the
they gave them?
Pay, actually. Air Force is actually one of the only best paid. Yes, absolutely. They're the best funded out of all the other military branches.
But okay, well,
you
can't say the military isn't funded. I actually know the stats. I know that's exactly why I put out
the Air Force.
That's exactly why I put the Air Force out there.
Well,
you said that
all
military. Listen to me, because I don't like talking above people.
You're getting very mad. I mean, I still have other points to point out.
I'm not getting pissed. Just don't let me talk. And if you continue to interrupt, I'm going to just let you go. This is just how it is. Look, we got 50 more minutes. This is a proud feminist, ladies and gentlemen. This lady is a military, actual military, disgraced military, does not like President Trump, does not abide by President Trump, actually
it's,
wants
I've
him
never
to
said
fail,
those words.
And
I've
actually
never,
wants
never
him
said
not
those
to do
words,
well.
So that's,
well, feminism
so
does not want the men to
them
win.
Out.
Feminism
it's
does
not
want
thing.
Men
it's,
to
that's
win.
That's a thing. It's not a men's thing.
That's
the problem. Men are winning. The reason feminism,
Nancy
the word feminism exists is because men act,
look,
men have been winning. Men
look,
have,
this is
of course it is. When you can't handle
back.
Things, you can't have a
this
conversation. People get
thank
riled up when they can't listen.
Later.
You're very welcome.
Wow, this is interesting. This is funny. This was funny. We had a proud feminist who is this calling. Welcome to TRC Radio. This is Ish. How can I help you? Going one.
Yo, Ish. How's it going? Hello, you hear me?
Yes, this is the editor of TRC. Yes, this is perfect. This is the editor of TRC, everybody. This is Chris Galvez.
Oh, you know, how's it going? Hey, great topic we're talking about today. A lot of great facts you're pointing out today. Just a couple of things that I do kind of want to mention is that, you know, this feminist, movement, yeah, they're fighting for, you can say, the equality for women.
Wait, Chris, hold on. Listen to me. I'm going to take in a third guest. We're all going to be on a three-way because this is an interesting topic. Okay, continue, and I'm going to take this person in.
Sir.
Welcome to TRC Radio. This is Ish. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Carlos. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, tune in. Chris is about to make an interesting point about feminism, and I'll get your take right after.
All right, great, for sure. No problem, buddy.
What's up, Chris?
Carlos? Hey, thanks for joining us. All right, for sure. Thanks for joining us,
no,
Carlos.
No problem, it's something we can speak about. It's something I listened to about this army chick, and she's terribly misinformed about feminism. You know, she's against Trump and all this thing that she said, and I disagree. You know, the army allows that feminism thing. I mean, the Marine Corps does not. I know the Air Force does not. I know the Navy does not. I don't know about you guys.
You heard about that? You heard about what she said about the military?
Yeah, I heard all that.
The military and it's really upsetting because it's like, it's sad. She's like, oh, I'm a proud feminist. Well, feminism is more like, the way I see the pictures, I see more like Turkish women. I see Israeli women fighting for the country, fighting against terrorists. I see women here in America running butt naked and, like, going against what man could say.
Perfect point, man. Like, with the point I was trying to come across right now is that...
What Chris was going to say. Go on, Chris.
You guys hear me? Is that right now there's a feminist movement, and what they're really fighting for is the equality for women. All right, we get that. But if you look at a society nowadays, what do they not have the equality for? Tell me, because all I see are independent, smart women going to school, going to the army, studying, and there's a lot of successful women that are CEOs of their own company, self-educated, work for themselves. So I believe that it is all mental. They're pushing a feminist movement that is all mental. Because if you tell me that a woman can be a CEO of a business, and now you having a bunch of naked women on the street protesting. To me, all I see there is women that are lazy, they want a handout, and they're entitled. They feel like they're entitled to something. And to me, that's what's wrong with the feminism, the movement. I feel like that is what is affecting. A lot of people think that, no, it's more than just the equality. Oh, no, men suck. And it's funny because I actually had an experience with a feminist, and I don't know if we have time for me to share it, but...
Yeah. Please do so. We'll be on for five. Let's do actually 3 minutes because we actually have. Damn, I should have made the show.
Yeah, I'll cut it out quick. A quick little story. I was a buster at a restaurant, and I work with female busters as well. You know, as a team, and we all, of course, as busters do, we're supposed to clean tables. Of course. So there was two tables that needed to be cleaned, and I went with Adriana, which was my coworker at the moment, and we went to clean the tables. Now, sitting at the first table was a group of ladies, you know, seemed to have a good time, drinking a little bit, that's fine. Now, me and Adriana went to clean the table, and I told her, hey, why don't you pick up these small plates from this table, and then I'll go start picking up the bigger table, because that's how team players do, right? So then, out of nowhere, I hear a lady on the table saying, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? And as I was giving the plates to Adriana, that's what I was literally doing, she tells me, oh, no. Aren't you supposed to do that? You're the man. And I'm like, excuse me? That's your job. We're doing our job here. She's taking this to the back. And to be honest, she was about to go on a rant. And all I said, because I'm very professional in the business world, so when it comes to that, I literally said, I don't have time for this, ma'am. I'm sorry. I have to go clean another table. And I walked away.
And gentlemen,
that ignorance right there is what is affecting us. Women thinking that, what, we're supposed, they're entitled for us to do their work for them. We all have the equal opportunity. So why don't we all work for the equal opportunity? That's all I really was trying to point out. Ish.
And that is
what
the
editor, about
ladies,
that, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the editor of TRC. That is an actual entrepreneur. He actually has his own business. You guys already heard his story in the first podcast. If you didn't, go back and listen to our story in the first episode, 000. That's basically the editor of TRC with his judgment on basically feminism, right? On not just feminist, on feminism. All right, gentlemen, yeah. Let me actually take out the editor of TRC. Chris, call again next time, buddy. We have to cut it short.
All right, buddy. Well, until next time.
This fight that I had to do with this girl, honestly, was just, it cut our time. It cut our time short. What can I do, right? It's live radio for a show.
Yeah, I mean, we'll definitely be going over these topics again so she can call again and try and get a little more clear debate going. But it was a great
start. I get information. Yeah.
What's that, Carlos? Yeah, you guys are both going to call in again. But unfortunately, since we have 5 more minutes, I have to wrap it up. Your Instagram and your Twitter bio or anything you guys want, I'm going to put it in the episode info, okay? So people can find you
for
guys.
For sure, no problem.
All right, so that's what I'm going to do for both of you guys.
All right,
guys.
Signing
out, until
man.
Next time. My God, what an episode. What a segment. We got people coming in from all areas. We got people calling in telling me that they love feminism, that they like feminists, that they're against feminism because we are against feminism. We're actually the ones that are against everything. Now, look at that. I promise you, this is crazy. I'm going to actually take this phone call for only 2 minutes. This is going to be a 2-minute phone call because then after we're going to have 4 minutes and 59 seconds. All righty, and welcome to TRC. I am your host, Ish. How can we help you? Who's calling?
Yeah, hello. My name is Marcos.
What's up, Marcos?
How's it going, brother? Right now, I'm calling from New York.
Nice, Marcos. What's your take on feminism, my friend?
Nothing, man. You know, I was just listening to your to your blog recently, and you know, I was noticing that, you know, I think people really have to understand, you know, how the feminist movement is broken into, you know. Like, the feminist movement is usually broken up into three waves, you know. The first wave was, like, in the late 19th and 20th centuries, which pushed for political equality. And then the second wave in the 60s and 70s pushed for legal and professional equality.
My friend,
and the third,
trust me, I know.
Yeah.
I know that there were segments, my friend, but we have to cut this quick. We have to make your point in less than 30 seconds.
All right. So basically, you know, I just want to know, like, what is it that you don't like about feminism? Like, what is it that you just hate, that you just dislike so much?
Well, this is what I do dislike about feminism, and I'm extremely excited that someone asked me this. This is what I don't like about feminism. I'm going to tell it to you in probably less than a minute. Feminism does not advocate women, like I said before. All it does is break up families, and all they want to do is just bash the white Christian male. Or if you want to go even further than that, women, feminism in particular, they just don't want males to be in control of the world. They want women to be on top of everything, which in reality, women right now are actually booming in the business building. Trump actually signed one of his signings that he always does probably in a week, and he's advocating and pushing for women businesses and women entrepreneurship. So it's not the inequality in the business world, not the inequality in whatever. They're just not fighting for women. You see? Feminists,
yeah,
at least in the United States, they're not actually fighting for them. All they're doing is trying to pocket a little bit of money in their pockets, trying to get a bigger house and a bigger mansion. And for what? To put the false narrative that feminism works? It doesn't, my friend. Feminism does not work. You need the male
and
the family.
And there's a good quote by George Carlin. He says, "I love individuals. I hate groups of people. I hate a group of people with a common purpose, because pretty soon they have little hats and armbands and fight songs and a list of people they're going to visit at 3 a.m. So I dislike and despise groups of people. But I love individuals." That's what he kind of, you know,
that's key.
That's kind of like his take.
To actually get you off, thank you so much for calling TRC Radio. Stay tuned for
the next episode.
It's going to be a Trump show. All right? I didn't want to actually even spill the beans, but we're going to do a Trump show next. So stay tuned, my friend, and call next time, okay?
All right. Thanks, brother.
Likewise, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 5 more minutes, and now it's time for me to actually freestyle the ending of the show. Feminism is not something that is with you. Feminism does not advocate women, does not help women in any way, does not imply women's strength in any way. Before you continue on saying that I'm this and that, remember where I told you guys and who raised me. All right, I didn't have both of my parents. Yeah, it sucked. If you ask me how it was, I had to get through it. You know, life is just that way. If you have a barrier, you have to overcome it. But I'm not going to – my mother wasn't a feminist. My mother did not bash men. Yes, she didn't marry, but she loved the life she lived. She loved the way she's doing everything she's doing. She's not a feminist. She doesn't hate her life. Unfortunately, feminists nowadays, they hate their lives. They're not supposed to advocate impeaching a president who's trying to help you. He's trying to help you. He's trying to actually give you jobs. Open up opportunities for women entrepreneurs to do something in the world. And I need you. We need you. I'm not going to advocate the wrong ones. You guys know who I'm advocating. I need the war. I don't even care what they stand politically. If she's a Democrat with common sense, I'll take it. Mostly independent would love it, and obviously Republicans would be great. But honestly, any women, any part of whatever, if you advocate women's rights, you have to do it the right way. You have to do it with the right message. You can't bash a certain type of people. You can't bash a certain gender, if you guys want to use that term. Obviously, the feminist caller. You've heard what their take on feminism is. Everything they do, they just get so triggered about it. Why are you so triggered? Why are you triggered? You walk down the hall, you're triggered. You got to go to the bathroom, you're triggered. You eat, it falls on you, you get triggered. Stop triggering yourself. Love yourself. Stop trying to envy others. That's what feminists do. They love the ones that are just like them. Broke, no money, no future, no dreams. All of a sudden, one person already has, I guess, you know, I don't even know. They have some aspiration. And look, this is what I'm going to do for the people. This is going to be literally 30 seconds. My friend, thank you so much for holding on. Welcome to TRC. How can I help you with today?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Yeah, you know what? I disagree with everything you say about the goal of feminism. This is R.C. Maxwell, by the way. And you know what? The fact that feminists somehow support the progressive stance on Islam and Muslims, number one, I think that calls into question the absurdity of feminism, because you don't see feminists speaking out against Islamic culture and Western civilization. And I think it's also very important that feminists have literally regressed in their ideology. When you take a look at the kind of sexual radicalization and all that kind of, you know, sexual privilege and all this shit that they try to tout about being sexually liberalized being a good thing, dude, that's what fucking guys who sit back and are quote unquote chauvinists, that's what they want. You know, they want a chick to be all free and willy nilly with their body. So my thing is, feminism, the proof that feminism has no more goal in sight is the fact that they're contradictory on the Islamic issue, and they're contradictory on, you know, sexual liberation.
20 seconds, my friend. I'm gonna have you back. So perfect. I didn't do this. They kicked you. Stay tuned for next week. We have a Trump show, 9 p.m. Peace. Damn. Fuck, man. That shit fucking kicked me out. Fuck, bro. Fuck, bro. That was amazing. Amazing! I'm gonna go, son. Amazing, dude. No, dude, no. Oh, okay. Rocky, 10 years that kicked me out, bro. Fuck, bro.